What the fuck are they, what the fuck are these guys off the rails right now? What is these guys' problem?
Get control of this fucking podcast. Come on, quote it. Quote
it. Before I come over there and record it my fucking self.
Oh, just get control of this.
Ah, you fuck. I'm gonna
throw up.
I'm gonna keep saying it. Pay your fucking dues. It's the name of the goddamn podcast.
We've definitely paid our dues.
I interrupted that. I'm sorry. That was great. Okay.
Crisp. Crisp. Cold. Coors Light. The apartments of this building that start with the C all moved in, all settled down a month down the road.
And I just got my bed in.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bros and hoes, welcome back to another episode here of Pay Your Dues. Yes. Long awaited. Been a month too long. We actually are coming up on the med, because being that it is Tuesday, March 14th, at the recording of this episode of Pay Your Dues, that means that I actually am a month shy of Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, speaking of word that rhymes with dues, Pay Your Dues has been a month past its two-year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Since the inception.
Wow, and that deserves a big ol'.
Yeah, it's crazy. We started off on some shitty sounding USB mics where it sounds like we're sitting in like a solid square room.
Where everything falls flat and it's
everything bad. Just bounces off the walls, and it literally sounds like we're recording on an iPhone. It sounds like
echoey.
Yeah, echoey background, the mics being far away. We've come a long way in those last 2 years.
Cheers. Sorry, just wanted to... Yeah, congratulations on that.
And joining me today is a multi-repeat guest on Pay Your Dues podcast. Possibly the not co-host moving forward, being that we are stuck living together for the next at least year, maybe 15 months, unless I early terminate that fucking lease. Formerly known as Daddy Roe, joining me today is Roommate Roe.
Woo! Woo! Yeah, okay. All right, sorry. I love the soundtrack. Man, this is... Wow, 2 years. All right. Now, there's your cheers. There's the proper timing for the cheers.
Because going through Snapchat, you get the memories of going on that spring break trip to the Emerald Coast 2 years ago, where we record the spring break special in the conference room of our hotel. We got walked in on, actually, by that staff member.
That's right. Yeah. That was your, like, what, second or third show?
That was number five.
Oh, that's five. Okay.
I believe that was number five.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was pull out the bottle of champagne. Didn't even shake it. I just took the cage off the top, and the cork was already sliding. I just like literally touched it, and pop.
The mics caught it. It was great.
That shit hit the ceiling. That's probably why the guy walked in the room. He's probably like, what the fuck are they doing in there? And the entire time also, I didn't realize it because until afterwards, but because of those loud ass USB mics that we were using, there was I swear to God, a vending machine in the room right next to us that was just the entire time recording that.
You know, it's been long enough now. We were also drinking. I was drunk. I don't remember that, frankly, but probably did happen. I just didn't pay attention.
To be fair, the fact that we got that room reserved for free, I remember before we went out the night before, and we were asking that front desk lady, who was very nice and helpful, by the way. I don't remember what her name was, but I think we probably could have reserved it for a time later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I think I decided on, what was it, like noon? Or was it early?
No, we did like, 10, it was like 10:30, 11. It was early.
I remember because I was still packing up everything out of the backpack, and I was thinking there was going to be plenty of time. And then I was like, oh, no, we're kind of close. We got to go right now. We got to go.
Yeah, it was kind of very close. But that was a great episode. Very good episode. Like they all are, you know. But that one was special because we were on spring break.
That was the very first remote podcast in Pay Your Dues. I mean, since then, I've actually had quite a few remote podcasts, many different locations.
I would say that was the first of the traveling podcast.
That was the first of the traveling. Yeah. It is just, that was the opening of the traveling podcast, because yep. I went from doing it in Panhandle, Florida, to bringing everything back to Iowa, to taking the stuff to Iowa City, bringing it back, and then taking the stuff to Maryland.
We're saying this all wrong. It has to be the Pay Your Dues podcast tour. That's what it is.
Literally, it's the unofficial tour.
The unofficial tour. So you did Florida.
I did Florida on opposite ends of Florida. Down there in southeast and up there in northwest.
Okay, right. So your first one though, traveling was there in
Destin.
And then your second would have been Iowa City. Iowa City.
Yes, when we went there for the executive degenerates, the everybody who was former executive council besides myself.
That's right.
Exactly. Yep. Traveling over for that one. The one we were talking about how bottle service, it's a good time. It's absolutely not worth it, but you don't do it because you don't do it for it to get the value out of it. You do it as a statement. It's not about the money. It's about sending a message.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people use it for networking, open to business, open for girls, open for the bros. It's how you meet other people.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I don't know if we talked about it in the podcast back then, but in the bottle service section right next to us, I'm sure I could pull up some snap memes of it. They're coming up real soon in a couple of weeks here. There was a kid in the section next to us who had to have been oldest 16 or 17. Maybe they're
really
just buying bottle service. You can bring in who you want to bring in, or maybe they are friends of the owners or something. But I just know that this kid was looking a little too fresh to be.
This was where were you at?
This is Summit in Iowa City.
So, oh yeah, back in. Yeah, I was not there for this.
I mean, to be fair as well, though,
but I heard about this.
When you have bottle service as well, you basically just walk in. You don't pay cover or anything. You say we have bottle service, and they're just like, oh, go on in.
Right, right.
Or maybe they asked me, since I'm the one who fronted the money for the bottle service. They had me show up. Then anybody that was with me, they just let in.
What's your best bottle service story? You got a really good one?
I honestly don't have too many. Actually, no, I lied. My best bottle service story, I've probably talked about in the podcast before, but it has been close to a year since it happened. My first week down in SoFlo, when I went down to Miami for the first time, and I got in the bottle service from the very generous friends of mine and the people I also met that night.
Mm-hmm.
And the section right next to us at Club 11, Lil Xan showed up in, and I met Lil Xan.
That's crazy. That's sweet.
And I didn't spend a dime on that bottle service. You know, I'm very grateful for those around me who are so generous, pouring me drinks, invite me into the table, and just spoiling me all night.
Well, that's the best, because I've honestly like gone to so many bottle services, and I don't think I pitched in for like a couple, like, you know, people that I was close enough with, friends with, that I threw them some bones. But mostly, a lot of the bottle services I got into, I did not like. They invited me in, and I was like, do you want anything? They're like, nah. Like, have some drinks, bro. It's on me. You know? So, it's not... Okay, well, it is my story. So, my bottle service story would... Oh, man, there are some good ones. But one of the funniest experiences, I think, was actually in Summit in Iowa City. And a friend of ours
I don't know if I'm not going to name drop him, but he's named after a car. He walked up.
Oh, you're talking about Brother Honda.
Brother Honda. That's right. Brother Honda is like, yo, watch this. I'm going to get into this bottle service with Desmond King, who was in town with the Chargers at the time, with his other teammates from the Chargers.
Former Iowa defensive back.
Yes.
In case any listeners are unaware.
Yep. And so big Iowa name. And now at this time, big, you know, I mean, NFL name. People know of him.
He goes, Iowa City legend.
Honda, what'd you call him? Honda man?
Honda.
Honda goes up. And he says, I already said this, but he goes, yeah, I'm going to go in and I'm going to sneak my way in or whatever. I'm actually just probably going to talk to him. And I'm like, no way. And I'm like, all right. And he goes right up to him and he's like, hey, dude, we had class together. What's good, Desmond? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, my name's blah, blah, blah. We'll say Honda. My name's Honda. And like, I'm hearing this like interaction. I can hear it enough. I'm close enough. And literally Desmond's like, oh, yeah, okay, dude, what's good, bro? Come on in, man. It's the funniest thing. Literally, and Honda's like, okay, all right. And then he got in himself and I think one other person, but he couldn't get the rest of us in. So, but we stood like near the like cutoff. So we're like hanging outside of bottle service. But then later on, we ended up seeing somebody else in there that was with a part of another group we knew. And then we got in and then we kind of merged and like, kind of chilled with Desmond King. So that was cool. That was really cool.
Were they, at that point in time, doing wristbands for how many people were supposed to be per section?
Yeah. Haven't they always done it that way?
That's what I was thinking, because when I did it and I fronted the money, even though like I was like technically sharing it with like other people, they're like they were strict about it. They were like, you're the one who put up the, whose card's on file for this. You get the wristband. So I was just like, all right, we're just ripping them off, giving them to like,
yeah,
other yep. people to disperse, but
yeah, no, yeah, they did that. Usually the bouncer will like hold them, and like you'll see like somebody, whoever's in charge, they'll be like, yeah, like go ahead, and they'll like give them a nod, like they can let them in and stuff. You were doing it yourself though, like standing up there.
Yeah, I had like a stack of the wristbands, and the thing is, that's what the
bottle service security's for though.
Well, the bouncer's there is. I mean, I don't even honestly know. It was something like we both had wristbands, maybe. I don't even remember, honestly. I just remember that there was more people that showed up than wristbands that we had. And I just felt so bad about, like, we ran out of wristbands, but then other people showed up. And then they're like, what the heck? And it's like, dude, I'm sorry. I can't.
I told you, like, 5 hours ago, and you show up in the last, that type of thing, where it was like they just showed up late.
It wasn't absurdly late. It was like they showed up. I mean, yeah, granted, they did show up late, but they still showed up at a time where it was like they could clearly make their way across the bar to us. It wasn't like packed, and it's just like, ah, fuck, bro. Mm. Sorry.
Mm. Yeah, I guess my only other golden one is having some of the alumni come in, and they bought at Martini's. Rest in peace, Martini's. That's not even around now. And this chick who was pretty bad. She was like,
pretty bad at what?
Pretty bad. She was like, what do you call it? She was like Middle Eastern,
Persian.
Yeah, we'll say that. And yeah, she like came on in, like sat on my lap, asked my name, like totally milking it, you know, like coming in to just like, hey, what's up, guys? You know, hanging out. But I ended up going back to her place later, and we'll just leave it at that. But, yeah, that's probably my only other good one.
Wow, congrats. Wow,
thank you, yes. Congrats on the what?
Congrats on the invitation back.
There we go. That's right. So, we'll leave the mind to the imagination to wonder.
The mind does wonder. It's got to caffeinate the hamster a little bit.
What is that from?
Caffeinate the hamster just means let him think.
I like that.
Let him think. But yeah, we've been here just a month and 3 days as of the 11th of, I think it was the 11th or something. I don't even know. And
yeah, 11th of February.
Up until just not even a week ago, you were sleeping on an air mattress for the like entire time.
3 weeks, yeah. Yeah.
How was it sleeping from the air mattress onto just your bed? And how does that compare to now having the actual full bed frame?
Oh yeah. Well, honestly, the bed's already on the box spring, and I don't really feel a difference with the bed frame, frankly. It's more of just for an aesthetic, you know, look to it. I don't think it really actually serves any support.
Well, you got the storage then on the headboard,
right,
too.
Right, right, right. And but no, like going from the air mattress, it was comfortable enough. I didn't really have any pain or anything. I had like 1 or 2 days where I kind of had some back pain, and then switching over to that bed, it was like, it's hard to get out of bed a little bit. It's making it like I've like sleeping well, very well. Yeah.
Hashtag my back hurts.
Hashtag my back hurts.
Yeah, I imagine it's quite the change. I mean, also one of the good things about having the bed frame on there, not just the box spring on the floor.
Yeah.
You got that under the bed storage. Very crucial to the bedroom space.
Yeah, mine actually doesn't have a lot though. It fits like very little because it's kind of a lower hanging frame. So, well, the carpet's also super thick in our rooms, so the ply like pushes up into it. Like mine sinks into the carpet.
I have had thicker carpets, but I will say I've definitely had thinner carpet too.
Oh, it's great to have no carpet, if you know what I mean. There you go. Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Carpet gets dirty and it's hard to keep clean.
Yep. Yep, always keep the carpet nice and trimmed or bald, you know, whatever works.
Have you ever experienced a heated floor?
Yeah, and some some wealthy people's house, yeah.
Yeah, we had, at my house growing up, we had a couple of heated floors. We had one in a sunroom.
That's nice.
And then we had another one that was near, like, the front door. Honestly, it's been so long since I've experienced it. But I think what inspired my dad for the idea of the heated floor was that he knew somebody who had a heated floor in their bathroom. So imagine up, you wake up in the middle of the night, you got to take a whiz, and then you walk into the bathroom. You're not putting on socks, you're not putting on shoes, and you just stand on some nice, warm tile.
Oh, yeah. I think that's actually where some of the first heated floors were in the bathroom when that technology came out. And then it just, the geothermal stuff got big, and now they can put it anywhere in a house, literally anywhere. But bathrooms were, like, the main. But I knew somebody who had, like, it all over their house, and it was nice. It was super nice.
So you think heated floors were the first piece of technology in the bathroom, not, like, TVs on the wall?
Now, what came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't know.
I mean, obviously, we're not talking about plumbing here. We're not talking about the water heater. We're not talking about the toilet being able to flush. We're talking about
convenience,
electricity, first world problems.
Yeah. Well, if anything's the first that came in there that was convenience, probably the bidet. I probably think that was like
the little water jet that'll give you a quick rinse.
Yep. Clean your ass out. Yeah. That's probably the first thing. And then probably the TVs. Like the TV got, you know.
Oh, no, not. I wouldn't say the bidet. The auto flush sensor.
Oh, those are pretty. Or even the cheap, like, thing you insert under the rim where you lift the toilet and it lights up. That's pretty old. Oh. That's been forever.
I have not seen one of those in so long.
They're not in fashion today at all.
Yeah. Oh, man, that does give me some throwback. The auto flush sensors. I remember back when I was a kid, the first time I ever saw urinals, it was urinals with auto flush sensors. Like I was like, where's the thing to pull or push on it? And it's like, no, you just walk up to it, walk away. For some reason, as a kid, I didn't know it was a sensor. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a camera. And I thought there was somebody whose job it was that when
you're done, they'd flush it for you.
when pee-pee go bye-bye, they flush.
That's funny. That's good. That's good. That's weird. How old were you when you thought that?
This was probably as old enough to think, so like older than 4, under 10, with under probably 7.
That's funny. The mind of a child. That's kind of like an interesting like conspiracy, honestly, that like it's actually somebody watching you to then flush it. That's funny.
I like that. There's somebody watching you as you're doing all your business. And what they're doing is they're going on Instagram and DMing all the girls who has a tiny cock.
Good, good.
And they're being like, oh, yeah, no, I know Johnny Flanagan. And I've personally can attest that he has indeed a nice cock.
Boy, imagine if the tables were turned on that one.
I do not.
Whoa. Yeah.
For the record, I do not know a Johnny Flanagan. I was just making up a name on the spot. It's John Doe. John Doe.
John Doe's better. But I know a John Doe, though. I'm just kidding.
John, how about that, though?
Hey, what about the... you guys on the, if you're watching the podcast.
Oh, for the record, I forgot to say at the beginning of the episode, as usual, make sure to pay your own dues by subscribing to the OnlyFans for exclusive access to that visual podcast, onlyfans.com/payyourdues. The link will be in the description. Yes. What were you just saying?
I was just going to say, for those, you can't see it from the angle of the camera up here, but the view, I like our view. We got a beautiful view. Not so much right now of where we're sitting, but like if we were standing right there and you can see to the north of the city.
The northwest?
The northwest. Yep. It's a beautiful view of the...
New York City.
New York City skyline.
The downtown Des Moines, Iowa.
Concrete jungle. Concrete jungle.
Concrete jungle, even though we got a train track that comes right by the building.
Yep.
It may keep us up at night, but we've already tested it. The microphones... do not pick it up, but maybe later on this year when it warms up and we're doing a rooftop podcast.
We'll see
then if the mics can hold back this train whistle of the engineer blaring it, going all the way through downtown. I don't understand that. It's like we can hear the chugga, 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 chugga. You don't need to blow your fucking whistle. Yeah. We know you're there.
Yep. It's got to be a law that they have to do it so many times. Like, it's got to be a thing.
I don't know. It seems like they blow when they're coming from the east. It seems like they stop blowing way sooner. But when they come from the west.
Well,
I mean, I did say it before the camera died. But if you are subscribed on the OnlyFans and are watching that black screen, please stick around because we do appreciate you.
We'll throw on like a slideshow of just like different random shit.
Something about when they're coming from the west, though. No. Yeah. When they're coming from the west, they blare that fucking horn. So much.
Yeah.
They'll be going right past the building. They're still just, wah, wah.
It makes me wonder why that is. But I'm trying to think where the multitude of tracks like lined up just over here. If they have to do that, come in it like a hub or a depot. I wonder if that has something to do with it.
That would make sense.
Like if they're coming from the west, because I think the depot's that way. Maybe it's like let them know they're approaching.
They're letting the depot know so that way if there are other trains that are coming from the north or the south.
Yeah.
So that way they can notify whatever train is the furthest away to start slowing down because it takes a while.
Educated guess. You know what? I have a buddy who I think I know you've met him multiple times. I think you do know him. Obviously off mic we'll talk about that. But he is a conductor.
I think he's one of the guys we went on the boat with a couple years
ago. Yeah, yep. And he would be able to answer these questions, and he would know a lot of the stuff. And he'd be dope to just interview, just ask, like, what's it like doing that? Because he has some crazy stories he's told me.
Funny story, I do remember how back a couple years ago, my podcast motto, we have since changed the motto, but back at that time, the motto was, no single moms, just... not really any reason, just because, just for the hell of it, no single moms. And we told him that. He's like, dude, single moms are my forte.
That's right.
I remember that about him. He's like, dude, they are something special.
Man's wild. I won't sell him out for the things he's done. That would not make him a train conductor, but holy cow, he's done some crazy things.
I think I know who you're talking about, and I think I've... even the brief times I've met him, I heard a handful.
Oh, yeah.
So, yep, there's definitely enough there. But, yeah, speaking of the concrete jungle, I mean, we had a crazy weekend this past weekend. I mean, you weren't there, but me and a couple of the other guys who are previous guests on Pay Your Dues, previous multi-guests
on boys,
Pay Your
Dues.
The boys. We were in Chi-Town for St. Paddy's Day. You said it looked like we were having a good time?
Yeah. I've gone up a couple times myself during the Paddy's festivities, and it's a lot going on from like the river to, I mean, that Grant Park has a bunch of action going on. That's usually though when you're like underage and can't get into the bars, and people just go to the park and you're just getting absolutely shit faced with, like, you're walking around with bottles, like meeting up with people, you know, it's a good time. It's a good time. And
that's
then
where they got the cops on the horseback, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
mob enforcement or the crowd control. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly what to rank them, how many it's going to take, but if you're going to rank, let's just say different types of cops by least to most intimidating, cops on horseback is probably the number one most intimidating.
Yeah.
Like, let's say it's like number five is like bicycle cops. Number four is just like sedan cops. Number three is SUV cops. Number two, motorcycle cops.
You're leaving out. You gotta add like a one and a half there, two and a half. You gotta mob control, the riot police. They're intimidating.
Oh no! Wait. Wait. Okay. As I said, that's what I mean. I don't know how many there are to rank. Yeah. Let's just say like it's a
horse like crowd control cops.
Number one.
And then I'd say number two is like when they're lined up with the shields, which you and I have seen.
Right.
That stuff's crazy. That stuff's crazy.
Honestly, like bicycle cops, bottom tier.
What about in when the stuff was going on in Des Moines, 2020, they rode up in that like van and like took out the like the pepper balls and the tear gas, and they just launched it from the van and then like pulled away. That stuff's intimidating.
I mean, I'm not going to say they're the most intimidating, but van cops, underrated.
Yeah. Dude, they rolled up in this thing and just literally on Ash and I just went like, you just heard, not on us personally. We were just watching, but on the rowdy people at the front of it, all you hear is tunk, tunk, and like people just dispersing. And that stuff, that was crazy. That was wild.
Well, to be fair, we were finding a place to park.
So that way
we could join the protesters in the name of equality and justice.
That's right.
And we took a turn down the wrong streets, and we were a little too close to the action.
Yeah, it was starting to get a little out of control. And
we turned on the street corner into a literal cloud of, was it smoke or was it tear gas?
That was tear gas. For sure tear gas.
Yeah, we turned on it. We just see people sprinting out of the smoke, and we're like, turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around.
You can tell, too, after the tear gas is, like, dispersing. Like, we just rolled up this one time, like, had already happened. And you just see the people just, like, pouring water, like, things of water into their eyes, just trying to, like, clean them out because it burns so bad. Stuff was wild. You remember that? Remember that fucking crazy chick was like, They're shooting us. It was like,
oh,
running.
Yeah.
She was freaking out, like running around.
I remember that. She was a BBW. She was a big, beautiful woman.
Yes.
And she was walking by. She was like, they're opening fire. No, yeah, she said that. She's like, they're going to open fire on the crowd.
They're going to shoot us.
And we were like,
wild.
I don't think they're going to, they might shoot us with rubber bullets.
Yeah, but not trying to argue with anybody, but especially somebody who was like hysterical. But that was wild.
And then they finally did disperse the crowd, and then there was somebody that got like sprayed, and some chicks pouring milk in their eyes. And I was like, well, I mean, there's nothing else to do now, so I guess we can go to the bars.
Yeah,
and then she's
so
like,
many people do that stuff.
And then she's like, oh, privileged white people, all you care about is going to the bars, and it's like, I'm not even going to argue with this right now.
No, that was ridiculous. We're just trying to enjoy ourselves. We went down there to just enjoy ourselves, and we got caught up in that. And we're like, oh, let's go join in solidarity, sure, and like watch and hang out. And yeah, no,
and everybody's still trying to turn each other against each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
What do you mean? Like, yeah. I'm here. It's not like I'm sitting there at the bars, like raising a drink, saying like, oh, what about that? Like, no, I'm over here on this side of the river. I'm in the crowd. What are you mad at me for?
I'll never forget. I think the next night, and you weren't there, but I met up with some buddies
And one of my other buddies saw me on our local news affiliate for CBS and was like, bro, you're on the news. And I'm like, what do you mean? And it's just like they set up in one of the parking ramps down here and filmed down onto the road, like all the people. And you just see me with my phone, like recording and getting out of the way of this like brutal, like brawl going on. And they're recording it live. And I'm in the background. Oh, my gosh. My family, my grandma saw me. They were like, what is going on?
Well, that night that I was there, though, that was crazy how we went on the bridge and we saw cars getting flipped on the bridge.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And then on the far side of the bridge, speaking of intimidating cops, there was the line of riot cops with their shields, and they were slowly just walking across the bridge. And we're like, all right, I don't want to get arrested, and I don't want to get shot with rubber bullets. I don't want to get tear gas. I don't want to get pepper sprayed.
Yep.
I will creep my way back. And then we did a bit of a retreat, and then we came back up not even 5 minutes later, and they had pushed everybody off the bridge.
Yeah. And they were starting to, like, they were dispersing them using those tactics.
Yeah.
And if we had stayed there, we would have been nailed.
Yeah. I remember seeing, like, not in Des Moines, but in other cities, people post on their Snap stories, they had, like, bruises all over them.
Yeah.
So from, like, getting, like, shot and stuff.
Stuff was wild. It was wild.
That stuff was wild. But yeah, what about this this weekend in Chicago, this last weekend? It honestly, I didn't know what to expect from Chicago St. Paddy's Day. I was thinking maybe it's overrated. And
no, they go hard.
By the sheer amount of people that were out all over the place.
Yeah.
On Saturday morning, not in the afternoon, not in the evening, not late at night. The morning session from 8 to 12 a.m., that entire River North area, let alone much of the city, is just packed full of people getting fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's wild is they knock it off a week early. You know, they start it off because it's continuing. I've been there through the whole, like, week following, and they continue, like, partying through the weekdays. And it's not as much as the weekend that you went, but
that's what I was going to say. There's probably, like, unofficial stuff that happens throughout the week.
But then this weekend they'll be ramping up hard too and doing shit. It's absolutely bonkers how they do that.
I was thinking that we were going to do, like, some bar crawl, or we were going to go to, like, some big, like, all day thing. We only did one session from the 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And honestly, thank God that we did only that, because
you passed out like three times.
I literally went into a coma three times.
Oh. Wait.
Took you a second to get it.
I know. Ooh, that sprayed a little bit.
I went into a coma three times on Saturday. Right? And it was crazy. Honestly, yeah. I remember, like, so there was one of the bar crawls going on downstairs. The bar that we walked into, I think, was three levels. Our thing was a party that was only for the second level. Mm-hmm. We walked up into it. The first level had some bar crawl at it, and it was looking bumping. We were like, oh my God, this whole building's rocking right now. We go upstairs.
Am I getting this right here? There we go. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
We go upstairs to the second level, and there's, like, it's a big level, and there's maybe like 10 people there. We're like, oh, fuck. It's dead. We should try and get into that thing downstairs. And then I was like, let's just give it a few minutes. We get a drink.
Filled in.
Bit by bit, more people keep coming up. I don't know what or why, but for the first, like, hour or so of being there, it was only women walking in.
That's because they didn't go right at 8 when you guys did, and they probably had to get ready, take their fucking time, do their makeup, and then they showed up at like 9.
And then, slowly there were dudes showing up, but the ratio was rather favorable for us.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right.
Rather favorably. I don't know. my vocabulary is a little.
It was ratherly favorable. No, that's correct. That's right.
It was pretty favorable for us. One bit by bit, they just filled up. And then, more people showed up. And then, honestly, when we were done at noon, we were like, fuck, it's only like noon. We still have like all day.
Yeah, you're not making it at that point.
Not making it all day. And then we came back to a place later that night, and then just we had like a little party thing, but all the bars that are supposed to be 3 a.m. bars were closed at 1 a.m., probably to prevent people being wild. But
and yeah, and they probably had to clean up for the next day and shit, because people are going in during the day to drink. I mean, that's Patty's week there. People are drinking all fucking day, as long as they can. Can you imagine the money they bring in?
Oh, shit. They brought in so much money from just me alone this weekend, let alone... let alone how many people that are... how many people are walking around in the streets, the lines... to get into the bars. I've not seen lines like that.
They're crazy.
I have not seen lines like that since I went out in Washington, D.C. during Halloween 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Lines are like... no, honestly, the lines in D.C. were longer, but also there was way more bars in Chicago, though. Right. For as many bars as they were, those lines were absurdly long.
There's a lot of bars in Chicago.
Not to mention it being a crazy weekend. Me and... the New York man. Yeah. We were just, our friend that we were staying with was working on Friday. So we're like, hey, let's walk around. Let's see the city a little bit. Let's see some sights.
Sightseeing. You got to.
We walked down Lakeshore. It was cold, but we were layered appropriately. We went up the Riverwalk, which was
Lakeshore Drive, AKA LSD. Best acronym.
Ah, never
LSD.
Did not think about that. But then, no, we walked down onto the Riverwalk. There was nothing open down there. But during the summer, I'm sure it's like food, drinks, and
yep, it is
a lot of stuff. It looks like more fun during the summer than it was this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Lakeshore goes right there along. You get those along the river. You get those running paths, those bike paths too that lead down to.
Yep.
You've got Soldier Field. You've got the museums, and they all line up through that. So you can go down and hit all of them. Grant Park, Millennium Park, you can hit all those going down along the
Michigan.
Well, yep. And
then, of course, being the tourist that we were. I mean, I've been to Chicago. It's been probably over 10 years.
Yeah.
And I was only in there.
It's been that long.
It was literally so like being from Michigan.
Oh, we're going to have to go here soon again.
Being from Michigan and all, we were visiting some old friends. And we stopped in Chicago on the way back. And we only stopped there for like a few hours at that. So this is my first time actually.
That's crazy because I know, and I've told the other boys know this because I've been up there enough. And having the ability to because I had, we'll just call him a benefactor that would let me stay at his place in the city. I would be able to go like I know the blue line and the red line really well. And I can get almost anywhere just. I'll have to show you. I'm pretty good off memory, and I can get pretty much anywhere that I relatively touristy. Now, if we're talking about something super local, I might not know, but like the tourist stuff, I can easily go without any directions and take the train and get there. And that's a good skill to have in there. Like you can really like commute well
in any city. To be fair,
yes, frankly, if they have light rail, they have which they do. You can, it's so convenient. I wish, you know, I saw, Des Moines, city plans in like 2050, they're planning for like light rail stuff. That would be incredible.
The Green New Deal train,
the green New Deal. You believe that in 20, what is that right now? That was a good one. It's a good one. We're coming up on 24. So let's say 25, 35, 45, roughly 30 years.
25-ish years.
27. Years. 27.
27 years.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Who really even knows?
I could see it. 27 years, we could definitely have some nice light rail.
I don't know. They say that the Des Moines area is growing, but the state of Iowa has had the same population for years. So are people just like leaving the small towns and coming to Des Moines?
Yep, those small towns are dying. And a lot of the agriculture is dying too.
But nobody's coming from other states to Iowa. That's not true.
Yeah, but it's growing more though.
Iowa is bleeding some people too though.
Yeah, that's true. No, it's fair. I'm not going to say it's going to be like a metropolis of like Chicago. But if we could get like a KC like light rail tram car like on the road, on the street, I'd take that everywhere. We just had a tram car going from. We used to have one too, years ago. But if you could take a tram car, you know, just hop on down here on Court and take it to like the East Village to go hit some bars, and then take it to like Drake bars. That'd be sick. That'd be awesome.
It will never beat the New York City transportation.
No, the obviously subway, not.
But yeah, it would be something interesting.
It'd be nice to.
Anyways,
have
what was I saying?
Oh, what were we talking about?
We were coming up the Riverwalk.
Yes, come up the Riverwalk.
Come up the Riverwalk. We're like Millennium Park's right here. I've never seen the Bean. I don't know if my friend that I was with had ever seen it. Let's go to Millennium Park and see the Bean. From the stuff I remember seeing on Instagram during college, where everybody from fucking Iowa, who was from Illinois, would take their Instagram post in front of the silver big metallic bean.
And then they'd claim they were from Chicago.
And then they'd be like, we're doing yoga in Millennium Park or my hometown Chicago. Or
even though they're from the suburbs.
Or they'd be like, cue up Homecoming by Kanye West.
You know, the actual name, it took me years to figure this out. But
get off your phone.
No, I'm telling you, the name for the Chicago bean is not the bean. It's called the cloud.
I think I knew that.
It's super weird. Yeah, it's called Cloud Gate. What the fuck? It doesn't even look like a cloud.
I'm pretty sure I knew that, but it's just an irrelevant name that nobody knows about.
So they call it a bean.
People just call it is a bean.
It looks like it. It does look like a bean. It does not look like a goddamn cloud.
I'll tell you what a gate is. A gate is the St. Louis Arch. That's a gate.
Yeah. Yeah, the cloud gate. I mean, I guess it kind of looks like a gate because it's bent and there's like the underneath.
And I mean, you can walk under it. Yeah, but.
No, but an arch is.
An arch is a fucking gate. A bean is a fucking bean.
I don't mean to be killing you with the fun facts today, but one more fun fact about the arch then, since you're talking about it. The main project planner, construction manager for it, was from Des Moines, Iowa. Fun fact. That was a fun fact, all right? It's a fun fact.
Yeah. As I was saying, I don't remember any of this being something that I saw on Instagram to get into Millennium Park back then, but apparently things have been changing for the worse in that area. We had to wait in line for security for like 5 to 10 minutes. They were wanting us down, patting us down to get into Millennium Park.
Oh, it's definitely changed then when I went in 2020. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah,
they were waving wands. We had to empty our pockets. And
well, I know because... a celebrity radio host I listened to said he was down there last year, I believe, or 6 months ago. And within an hour of him leaving, there was a shooting and somebody got killed right in front of it.
Jeez.
Is that crazy? Is that
wild? And then besides, like.
And that's a touristy ass spot.
Yeah. And besides the bean where Millennium Park, all of Grant Park was barricaded off.
That's so you can't go up and touch it anymore?
No, no, no. You could go up and like touch the bean. Okay. The bean part was open, but the rest of Grant Park.
Oh, the rest of Grant Park was shut?
The rest of Grant Park
shut. They must have had some violence and stuff. That's crazy.
Well, speaking of violence, we were fucking leaving and not taking Lakefront. We were taking a straight shot back to our friend's place in Gold Coast, you know, 20-minute walk away.
Right.
We were just walking on one of the fucking main roads, and we're sitting there at a crosswalk. It has the red hand up, so we're like, all right, yeah, not going to cross. And there's a car right in front of us. They actually have a red light.
Okay.
They're trying to turn right.
Okay.
They're at a red light, and there's a little like red arrow turning right, but it's red. Some ass wipe in a car comes up behind them, honks at them to go because they want to turn right as well. Light's fucking red. Car doesn't move. And they honk again. So we kind of like look over at them, and we're just like, the fuck? It's a red light. Like,
right.
This person's an asshole. Some guy next to us, at the crosswalk as well, walks up, gets unnecessarily way too pissed off. Like, yeah, it's kind of like...
And aggressive, probably.
It's kind of upsetting to see that. It's like, oh, they're being an asshole, but whatever, fuck them. This guy's like, motherfucker, it's a red light. Why are you honking on red? And then this guy takes it upon himself to walk up to the car honking, and he starts yelling, hey, motherfucker, why are you honking the goddamn red light? And then...
Oh, no.
Out the back seat of the car steps out this big, probably 6'5", 6'6" guy. And he's like, he's this guy that gets out of the back of the car and says, yo, get your fucking bitch ass back on that motherfucking sidewalk and mind your business. And then this guy that was standing next to us,
right,
he gets back in that guy's face and he's like, fuck you, motherfucker. Why are you assholes honking in a red light? And then, not to mention the Leica was green. The car they were honking at leaves. The car that guy was in. They fucking go around the corner and leave without him. I was telling you the story. You were like, that sounds like a GTA transaction.
It does. It sounds like the NPC that you like, you're like playing GTA and you just get caught up by a random NPC, like getting aggressive with another NPC. And so you stop, like we all do, and we're watching it, enjoying it, right, on GTA. And then it's some bullshit like that happens and you're like, what did I just watch?
Yeah. Anyways, the crosswalk goes to the walking man, and we're like, all right, we're just going to walk over here. We're not going to run, but we're just going to walk, not look, mind our business. I was just thinking,
walk quickly and get out of there.
I don't want to turn around and just like see what's going on, because they're still fucking yelling at each other. We're half a block down. We can hear them yelling.
You see
them
get shot like point blank. That's what you don't want to see.
They're probably just acting tough, but I'm surprised I did not see a weapon get brandished. Not used, but just like presented like, motherfucker, I'm carrying. Like I'm strapped. Didn't see that, but I'm surprised I didn't see that. We're halfway down the block. They're still yelling at each other, but I'm not turning around to look back. You don't want to hear, what the fuck you looking at, bitch?
You know, it's wild. The only time I've ever, I hope nobody ever sees anything like this, but the only time I've ever seen a gun brandished was not even in a big city. It was in a suburb of Des Moines, like house party in high school. Or no, excuse me, early college when I came back, you know, visiting fam. Went to this like house party with some friends that we were all, you know, freshmen, we're all underage, so we can't go to the bar, so we're gonna go to a house party. And some dude pulled out a gun. I'd never seen anything like that before.
Do you know what for?
The other dude, who actually, you know this kid, well, he was a kid then, a really tiny kid. He's huge now, he weightlifts. So we see him out every now and then, but he like said some shit about, he was like trying to tell them they couldn't come in because they didn't know the people or whatever, and like some other stuff. They started arguing. I think it might have honestly been about like drugs and shit, like weed or whatever. And the one dude all here was like, motherfucker, what do you think about this? And literally like pulled it out and held it to his neck. And the whole place, including me and the friends I were with, we like just darted, just ran away from the incident outside.
Wait, so he didn't just show that he had it. He showed it and pointed it at the guy.
He like literally... Too bad you guys can't see this on the camera right now, but he like pulled it out and like went like this, like grabbed the dude and held it to his neck like that, and the dude just like froze up. That's some crazy shit.
I will say that may be a little inappropriate to point it at them.
Oh, very inappropriate. That's a charge. That's a huge charge.
I want to say that's beyond a brandish. A brandish is just saying like,
yeah,
you lift up your shirt and you show that, well, that's, like it's in your waist.
That's how it like started. Was he like showed it and then the kid said something back and then he like held it up to his neck, which is then going way further than.
I think that's technically assault.
Yeah, well, it's improper. It's a deadly attempt, like deadly,
force.
Threat of a deadly weapon, like that's a charge.
Yeah,
and that's like not like a, that's a serious like felony charge. You can't just point a gun at somebody and threaten to like shoot him.
I mean, was it his property?
No, he was like a friend of the person who lived there.
Yep, that's fucked.
Yeah,
that's fucked. Yeah. Good thing I don't know who that is, because I would totally rat them out right now. Sorry, listeners, but I guess the crime.
Are you talking about the kid that was like sit, or the one who pulled it out? Sorry, what were you saying?
The kid with the gun.
Oh no, he didn't live there. He was visiting to try to get into the party.
Wait, the kid with the gun.
Yes,
was the one pulling up to the party.
Yes, one at the door.
That's even worse.
Yeah, no, it's way worse.
That's even worse.
It's way worse.
Fuck that kid.
Yeah, kid was a bitch.
Oh my God, if someone pulled up to my house with a gun, I don't even need to say it on the air, but there's going to be problems.
Oh yeah, there's definitely going to be problems.
God damn. Wow.
I know. And like these kids, I'm early college and I'm sure that they were high school, like late high school, early college. Like Jesus. Just like that kid's probably in prison right now. Has to be. If he went along that route that early in life, there's no way he's not in jail.
Absolutely has to be. But no, this little altercation I experienced in the city, isn't that just completely absurd? You have two people.
Not nowadays, unfortunately, but yeah, no, like it used to be.
You have two people that are just complete. It's not even the honker or the honky.
Right.
It's literally somebody who is on the sidewalk, a bystander, and then some passenger of the honker.
Yeah.
Wow. And people are actually, they got so much of an ego that they were ready to die over that shit.
Yeah. And road rage. Like, they get such bad road rage.
It wasn't even the driver.
No, I know.
It was just bystander road rage. They have no real problems going on in their life, and they're just so built up anger inside of them that they're just looking for trouble.
I feel like that's because the value of life's been, like, really diminished there, too. I mean, they haven't had many killings and shootings and, you know what I mean? So, I don't know.
I mean, let alone, like, yeah, talk about the city of Chicago. Talk about how people from Illinois may not be the brightest. But but look, come on. What personal issues do you have to be going through that you just step out of you step way the fuck out of line to going to Eagle for that? I don't know.
Makes you wonder. I don't know.
And it makes me wonder. Yeah. Stairway to Heaven.
And it makes me wonder. That's good. That's not what I meant, but yeah. You know, I think that they just don't, like you said, don't have anything going on in their lives, and they just want to give somebody their heart. Or maybe they do have stuff, and they just don't have they're showing it in the worst way of an outlet. You know?
They're expressing it through violence with a random stranger.
Yeah.
Threatened violence with a stranger. Right.
Still a form of violence, though, I'd argue. Emotional violence, manipulative violence. That's crazy. Don't you love Des Moines?
That's absurd. But you know what's not absurd? Sporting events.
What a segue that was.
Yeah, baseball is going to be starting soon, but hockey has been going on for a little while. Basketball has been going on for a little while, too. So maybe you have some confident picks, hot takes, spread covers, over-unders. You got a good feeling about my favorite way to an extra thriller. Your favorite sports is to put your money where your mouth is and utilize one of our sports betting partners to seal your picks. So if you follow that link in the description, you will have access to DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, Caesar Sportsbook, and PointsBet. Complete the registration of a new account with any of those sportsbooks, and you'll have an opportunity to win some free merchandise from Pay Your Dues podcast. Once again, the links for creating your own sportsbook account is in the links. That is linktr.ee/payyourduespodcast.
Maybe I should hop on that. I have not placed a bet ever on a sportsbook.
A lot of those sportsbooks, also the minimum for getting started is $5, I believe.
Right.
So
wow.
you can start with a very small wager. And I'm pretty sure also a lot of them, I mean, I don't want to shout out any false numbers, but a lot of those sports books also have deals where you make that minimum bet and then they actually will match your first amount of money. I don't know what the amount is. I don't want to say something wrong, but there's like a certain first amount of your money that they match.
Nice. Okay.
But yeah, speaking of baseball, I am looking forward to baseball. I think baseball starts up in a few weeks now, actually.
Yeah, it does.
We are going to be having some minor league Cubs games.
March 31st is their first day, I think.
Man, we are going to
opening day.
We got to go there to Principal Park, the Wrigley Jr.
Formerly Sec Taylor. That's what I used to call it back in the day.
We need to go for the triple nine challenge. The 999.
You know, you've been testing me with this idea for a minute now, and I don't know.
I'm not saying it's going to be cheap. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. You know,
it's going to be disgusting.
For anybody who does not know what the triple nine challenge is, I personally like to call it the All-American Baseball Challenge, but I believe the 999 is the official title for it. So there's 9 innings to a baseball game. Anybody who's American knows that. For every inning of a baseball game, yep, you have a glizzy, a.k.a. a hot dog, and you have a beer.
Glizzy in your mouth.
So over the course of 9 innings, that is 9 beers and 9 hot dogs. One inning, 1 hot dog, 1 beer. 999.
Well, and depending, very good, very good. You know, depending on how long the inning goes,
Also, it is a part of the game as well, where if the game does go to extra innings,
yeah, from I was gonna overtime, say,
you don't have to. You're done.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's nice.
It's making it to the 9 innings. That's all it is.
Okay.
So yeah, you don't. Oh, that'd be so bad. Imagine like you go to like some game like the World Series where what did it go to like
13? Yeah,
13 couple years ago. Oh my God, no, that's not good. I'll be honest. I think the beer would not be the hardest part. You're still going to get trashed.
It's going to be the bread of the hot dog.
The hot dog's the hard part.
Big time going to be the bread, telling you.
I mean, even if it's like not even a big hot dog, that's still a lot
of
food.
Well, we better begin the smallest one because I'm not doing a jumbo.
No.
It's definitely going to be like a regular ass hot dog. Okay, it's a base ass hot. But some stadiums, like, I mean, I know from the only two major leagues I've been to, Kauffman, right, Royals, and then Busch Stadium for Cardinals. Like their hot dogs are different in size. I swear to God, their base hot dog is different.
That is an implication, I should say.
Yeah, we better pray that they're small.
Yeah, I'm hoping that the beers are a little small too, because if I remember correctly, last time I went to the Cubs game, the night before my interview, we actually had a podcast about this.
Yeah, we did.
A little over a year and a half ago before my job interview that moved me out to the East Coast in the first place. We went to a iCubs game, and those beers were big. Do you remember those?
Yes.
They were tall.
The $9 beers that were actually decent size? Yeah.
I don't even know if that was the regular size or if we were just buying big.
Well, it might have been.
We were also getting those like vodka or like the lemonade.
Lemonade vodkas, those were huge.
Those were good.
It was like a 32-ounce, like 48-ounce giant.
Those were really good. I don't even know why I bothered keeping the cups. They looked a little collectible, but then I put them in the dishwasher one time. They lost their shape immediately. Talk about drinking cancer out of a cup.
The little mason jars. You remember those? Those were dope.
Oh, yes. There's only the one place in there that serves them.
Yep. The bottom of the ninth? Is that what it's called?
Something like that. They had the classic Oaks jerseys in there.
They did, yeah.
The Iowa Oaks drinks.
Years ago. I dated a girl whose grandfather managed them back in the 60s or whenever it was. Right? 60s?
Wow. Congrats on the sex. But no, we are looking forward to trying the Triple Nine Challenge. Also, a few weeks ago as well, I'm surprised it took me this long to do it. I went to my first hockey game, the Iowa Wild, not the Minnesota, the Iowa Wild play.
Who?
The Iowa Wild.
Who?
They played the, I believe it was the Rockford.
Aren't they the Ice Hogs?
Ice Hogs.
Yeah, yeah. I remember. I know.
I was going to say, Mud Hogs?
One of my first Iowa games, too, they were playing the Ice Hogs. That's a good game.
I'll be honest, like, Iowa Wild lost, but it was still kind of fun to go to. Like, whenever, like, they score a goal, that shit's lit. They cram the siren.
And yeah, just, yep. I've been mean to since we moved in. We got to stop at one before they're done for the season.
They're cheap. The tickets are like, my tickets were mid ice, so I got good tickets. They were like 25, 30 bucks.
Yep, that's where I get mine too.
We can get tickets like on the end ice for like 15 bucks.
Dude, we can get a suite for actually like a decent price and just invite a bunch of people.
Oh, what a fucking flex. I got the suite to an Iowa Wild game.
The
Wild Iowa.
The what? The who? Okay. I saw, I could be the ballpark, wrong sport. ballpark number I saw, I think was like, I want to say like 300 or 400. It's not terrible. If you split it with some people,
that's not bad.
No. And you get like, you have food access. I think you get some included.
You probably get food and drinks included.
Yeah. So I don't know about completely drinks. You might get like one or two beers or whatever they got.
It's just, I don't know. Speaking of all these sports, you ever been to a Wolves game?
I've not been to a Iowa as in like Des Moines affiliate basketball.
Iowa Wolves.
Yeah. No, it used to be. What? No, even worse.
Not the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Even worse, Iowa Energy. That's what they used to be called. Iowa Energy.
Affiliate of what team?
They're part of the Gatorade like thing years ago.
Also, not even like the minor league.
No, it was bad. It was very bad.
That is sad. Speaking of all these sporting events, something that's very depressing that I'm never going to forgive myself for. When I was living down in SoFlo, I made it to a Marlins game.
But
you never made
it to a Dolphins game.
Never made it to a Dolphins game. And then last year when I first moved down there, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. The Heat were the number one team in the East.
And you didn't go to a game.
And the Panthers were the number one team in the entire NHL.
Oh, wow. Wait, Miami's Chell team is called the Panthers?
The Florida Panthers.
Never known that.
Well, they're not based out of Miami.
They're based
out of Sunrise, which is like it's closer to Fort Lauderdale.
Sunrise? What the fuck?
It's very far west.
Never even heard of that.
You literally, like, I've driven past the stadium when me and my sister went on an Everglades tour. You're driving down whatever the fucking highway's called, I forget the name. It's literally on one side of you, the Everglades. The other side is just suburbs. And then
it's not like Ocean View
Highway. No, you can't see the ocean.
No, no. Isn't it like called like Ocean View? Or?
It's an expressway.
Oh, it's not the Florida Turnpike, right?
No, it's not the Turnpike, but it is an expressway.
Okay.
It's further west than the Turnpike.
Oh, okay.
But no, it's literally Everglades on one side of you and then suburbs on the other. It's fucking humid out there, by the way.
Oh, yeah. But swampy. Like, swampy.
Yeah, but you literally drive past the building. It doesn't even look like an arena. It just looks like the fucking science center right next to us. Like,
and it's NHL.
It's NHL.
Wow.
But then apparently the capacity is like 15,000-16,000. So like it's comparable to like Wells Fargo Arena.
The fucking Chell. They have that sounds so small.
It looks like nothing when you drive past it, but actually, fun fact, Lizzo had a concert there a few months ago.
Interesting.
I was not interested in going to that, but it happened.
Honestly, if you were to look at like Wells Fargo here in Des Moines, but without any of the buildings around it, it would probably look small too. You know what I mean? Like, I think it only looks like bigger because it's got bigger things around it.
I will say it does look like an arena though. The way that it's oval shaped.
That's true.
This, I think it's FLA Live Arena.
Okay.
This place is like rectangular shaped though. It doesn't look like an arena on the outside. It looks like an auditorium. That's what it looks like.
Okay.
It looks, yeah. Let's pull up a picture of it real fast, actually. That way, just so you can get an idea of it. Oh, yeah, look at, there it is. FLA Live Arena. Pull up an image of it.
On Google.
Look at that.
It is.
I mean, I guess the picture.
What? That is.
The picture makes it look a little bit big, I guess. But when you're driving past on the freeway, there's no logos or anything, though.
It looks like not a real building. Like, it looked like a tent for a second. Like a freestanding tent.
I mean, I guess you see the Panthers logo on it, but when you're driving past it on the road, it looks really small. When I was driving past it on the way to the Everglades tour, literally, I was like, I think that's where the Panthers play, but I don't even know. And I was like, nah, I don't think so. And then I Googled it on the way back, and I was like, looking at my maps while driving, I was like, fuck, that is it.
Wow. Paint the picture, podcast style. So it's like a rectangular
cylinder top building.
Right. With another layer on top with like a roof. It looks like a tent on top of a, like, yeah, it's rectangle.
Looks like a cylindular top.
Yeah, something like that. Man, we're picking up some interesting words today.
A half cylinder rooftop.
Half cylinder.
But yeah, anyways,
heartbreak.
I'm a shitty Florida sports fan for the fact of not attending a my heart is in fact broken. Heartbreak. Not attending a Dolphins game, not attending a Miami Heat game, and also not attending a Florida Panthers game. One of the things very disappointing of not being able to attend that stuff. Because, I mean, even when you look at the Miami Heat, the Bright Line takes you right down into the city from up where I was at. And you can walk to the Heat Stadium, and it takes... You can walk to the Heat Arena, and it takes not even probably 5 minutes from the Bright Line station. As a matter of fact, I think back when the Heat were playing... in that thing during when their one seed of the NBA East Conference, they were playing in what is now known, no longer known as the FTX Arena. Yeah, the FTX Arena, they were ripping the names and the letters off of it because of the controversy and how FTX did go under. Unfortunately, some financials were lost in FTX. But whatever, we were making do with it. We did not need those funds to be taking place. Isn't that funny? FTX Arena, no longer known as FTX Arena. Remember all the memes about how it's going to be like bangbros.com arena?
Yep, SBF fucked that one up, didn't he?
It's like X Videos Arena, Pornhub Arena.
Right.
Never happened. OnlyFans Arena, that'd be sick.
That would be sick.
That'd be a sick name.
Pornhub would be hilarious with the like color scheme on the... That'd be dope.
Little orange and black.
That'd be cool.
I think OnlyFans Arena, that's my favorite.
OnlyFans Arena, the OF. We're going to the OF.
Because who's going to the game? OnlyFans are going to the game for the Heat.
I didn't even think of it in that.
OnlyFans allowed.
That's good. That's a good one. Wow.
Yeah.
OnlyFans Arena. Do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah. And then the Marlins used to play in... it was used to be called Marlins Park, and then Lone Depot took it upon themselves to buy it. Lone Depot Park sounds kind of dumb.
What the hell? I kept thinking earlier, you were saying Home Depot. Loan Depot, do they do loans? I don't think
I'm... It's a home loan. As a matter of fact, it's not Home Depot, but they make... Loan Depot makes home loans, like mortgages.
Interesting. I think I've seen some of their ads.
I remember back when I used to work in mortgages, and then people were saying, oh, I just want to do my due diligence, shop around. I think I'm going to talk to Loan Depot. I was like... You're going to go to Home Depot for a mortgage? I thought they sell fucking vacuums and tile, not mortgages.
They sell the house too? Holy shit.
They sell the loans for the house?
I mean, think about it though, from the name Home Depot, you think you're going into a Home Depot to look at a home.
It's a depot of homes.
But no, you're not. You're looking at the shit for the home, but not the home itself.
Exactly. I don't know what FLA Live was, but then the Dolphins playing Hard Rock State, Hardcock Stadium.
So you've never been to a Marlin, or excuse me, you've never been to a Dolphins game. Is that where Marlins play too?
No, they used to, but now they have their own. There's an individual stadium for each sport though, which is...
Yes, cool. Right. That's good. They don't have to share anything. So you go to, you've never been to a Dolphins game, but you've been to Hard Rock for the weekend.
Exactly.
That's a dope, like, first experience though there. Even, I mean, football's cool, and I love, you know, professional football, great, but, like, that's a unique thing.
Unique story.
It's cool.
Especially since I'm not originally from SoFlo. If I was, I'm sure I would have been to a Dolphins game by now.
Sound like you almost said snowflow there.
The
snow is always flowing down there, if you know what I'm saying.
Ooh. Ooh. It's crazy. The only NFL... The only NFL stadium I've been in is fucking Baltimore. It's crazy.
Interesting.
And I was talking...
For the Ravens out of any team.
I don't like to call myself a fan, but I like the Packers. And when I was living there 20 minutes away from Baltimore, the Packers came to Baltimore last year. And I was like, oh, this is God's plan.
You don't like to call yourself a fan, but you call yourself part of the OnlyFans. On the OnlyFans, hit it. That's right.
It's funny enough, it's a blue button. OnlyFans color's blue.
Was that on purpose? That's pretty good.
No, I think it's just a coincidence.
Wow.
These buttons are stuck.
That gives a double. Oh, I see it. There we go. I meant to do it twice on the hi-hat. But
this button's also blue for being such a coincidence.
Kind of worked. Is it a conspiracy? We don't know.
Was it God's plan?
The soundboard would be my favorite. You know, I'm changing my whole career path, and now I'm going to be a producer in charge of the mix board, soundboard.
For Payduty's podcast.
For oh, okay. Wow, we'll wait till that check comes in. Oh. Why does it keep doing that?
Because if you hit it twice, it
ends it. Oh, right, because you're trying to do it. So you got to do like a...
I think I double tapped it on accident.
You gotta like time it out. It'd be cool if you could just do a quick
did it. I was like, where's the symbol?
Where's the symbol? That'd be funny if you could do like a did it and then have a separate one that's just. We'll let you because it starts over.
Can't even do it.
It won't work.
What was I even talking about? OnlyFans Arena.
Baltimore, you went to their first NFL. Yes.
As a matter of fact, also, game. Our friend that lives in Chicago, because Chicago is getting rid of Soldier Field. I mean, maybe they're getting rid of it because that part of Chicago is going downhill.
Forgot about that.
They're building a stadium out
in the suburbs.
In the suburbs, which I disagree with, but you know, they can do what they want to do.
That's a fucking... That's a joke.
Yeah. I was saying I want to experience Soldier Field before it goes down. And we were looking at the Bears schedule. The Bears. When we were out at the bars on Saturday night.
Oh God, don't do it again.
When we were out at the bars on Saturday night, it's probably like 1 a.m. at this point. Not that even matters, but I was looking at the Bears schedule. Week two, they play the Packers.
In this coming fall, right?
And it's in Chicago.
And they already have the schedule set up and everything that quick? Wow.
The exact date is not announced, but it's week two. It's the second game of the season.
Oh, wow.
Well, the exact date's not announced because it may be Monday night, it may be Thursday night, it may be Sunday night.
Right. So many nights of football in the fall. Gotta love it.
I mean, if it's an early season Chicago against Packers, that's like one of the... I wouldn't say it's one of the most intense rivalries just because it's been so lopsided in recent years. But it is one of the all-time rivalries in the NFL.
Right. It is.
Which you can bet on using my sports betting links. But anyways.
You can bet on them. No. No! No!
Oh, God.
You have to keep that away from me. Fuck.
Yeah, just considering going to Soldier Field, at that point in time, that'd be hilarious. As somebody who enjoys the Packers.
Yes.
Never been to Lambeau Field, but I've been to two Packers games on the road. Because I love the Chirps.
Where at then?
Baltimore.
And? Oh, did you mention
this? This would be Chicago.
All right, well, man, I should have another beer. Not following along well.
Fuck, you just need another drink to focus.
Guys, really?
Exactly.
You can just edit that part and just make it English, can't you? You can just make it sound.
What were you speaking, pig Latin?
drunk mumble. Pig Latin. Oh, man. Have you actually know how to speak that?
It's just backwards everything.
No, I know. It's been a while. So you got to say, like, I name. Or. A name, or oh my gosh, my name is, wow.
Speaking of speaking backwards, do you know on Snapchat of that?
I wish the camera was on.
Deep throwing the mic like Riley Reed.
I know, I have, and the, can I say the podcast?
Impulsive.
That'd be great to get those boys. Could you imagine?
Speaking of speaking backwards, get your mouth off the fucking...
I'm not doing anything.
Get the... Speaking of... speaking... Oh, God. People listening are like, what the fuck are they...
It's off the rails right now.
What is these guys' problem?
Get control of this fucking podcast. Come on, quote it. quote
before it before I come over there and record it my fucking self.
Oh, just get control of it.
Ah, you fuck.
I'm gonna throw up. If you guys don't know, we're talking about this. The video is so funny. So funny.
It's a video of high turbulence, extreme turbulence on a plane. And some guy does a voiceover just being absurd, cussing, freaking out. Guy wasn't even, he wasn't even fucking there.
No, he's a comedian, right? He does that in the, I shit in a bucket.
He shit in a fucking bucket. Some homeless guy shit in a mop bucket. It's the mop guy is mopping and not paying attention to the bucket. As I was saying, speaking of backwards, you know how Snapchat has that reverse filter where you like it plays stuff in reverse? Remember that first came out? That was like 7 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I don't keep track. Was it that long ago?
It was like 7 years
ago.
Holy
shit.
I learned on that app. It was maybe 8 years ago, actually. Close to 8 years. I don't even know. I remember when I was using that, I learned that everything, if you say it backwards, but then you play it in reverse,
yeah,
it sounds normal. Like literally, if you just take words and say the way that they would sound in reverse, a lot of the time they convert to being the word.
Oh, wow.
Like for example, the first thing I learned was a door. If you record the video of the door is on springs and you drop the door.
Okay.
And then the door closes, and then you have your hand sticking out, and you say, "Ema ses nepo." And you play it in reverse. It says "open sesame."
Sesame. Okay.
Ema ses nepo.
Open sesame.
Fun fact of the day.
All right. How about that? Okay.
All right.
I liked taking control of it today. Thank you for the pleasure of doing the soundboard. It was way off the rails there at the end, but
yeah, we'll see you back again this weekend for the St. Paddy's Day festivities in Des Moines, Iowa.
Where? What?
No, but actually, it's not going to be quite crickets this weekend. We actually have a crazy weekend of some madness happening in the month of March. We got four March Madness games happening in town.
That's right. Thursday and Saturday.
Two on each day.
Des Moines doesn't even know what's coming.
It's literally off the charts. I think we had 8 teams in total, but just an idea of who we got. We have Texas A&M, Texas, Penn State, Illinois, Kansas, Arkansas. I've already seen some Texas and Texas A&M people walking around. As far as I know,
orange on.
I was driving back from my job, JOB, just over broke, and I saw this. I saw guys in the burnt orange, and I was like, "Wait, what hats are they wearing?" And then I drove past a little bit further, and they got the Longhorns logos on. And I was like, "Ah, damn! They came all the way from Texas."
Horns up, or is that what they do?
They do horns up. The rest of the Big 12 does horns down.
Horns down. Horns down.
Even though they get fined for it. And then Texas A&M is playing Penn State. If they beat Penn State in Texas, which Texas should beat Concordia, I think.
Concordia University.
I think that's who Concordia. They're playing.
Yeah.
That's going to be a Texas versus Texas and A&M matchup on Saturday, which that's an old rivalry.
That is. It's going to be lit.
Yeah, we got a lot of big names, big people come to Des Moines.
And Paddy's weekend, which is a good time here. It's a good time.
We are going to burn this city down. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hypothetically, we're not actually going to. Don't come at us.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bros and hoes. My name is Ash Kennedy, and thank you again for listening to this episode of Pay Your Dues. If you made it to the end of this episode, please make sure to hit that subscribe, that follow button if you are indeed new here. And please make sure to pay your own dues by subscribing to the OnlyFans for exclusive access to that visual podcast. OnlyFans.com/payyourdues. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bros and hoes, pay your dues and pound your bruise.
Thanks for having me, man.
I'll see you again this weekend.